Good morning, everyone. Hillary Clinton's confirmation hearing to be Secretary of State begins today. It's not expected to be a cliffhanger. The outcome is hardly in doubt. But it will be a source of what I like to call a Clinton archaeology, where we will richly be able to delve into all of the sort of details of Bill Clinton's very busy post-presidency and dealing with foreign leaders, the very people that Hillary Clinton will be dealing with as Secretary of State. And, of course, then there's the question of the pre-presidency of Hillary Clinton. Has she given all of that up? Here's Senator Richard Lugar talking about the challenges, at least abstractly speaking, for Hillary Clinton this week.
I don't know how, given all of our ethic standards now, anyone quite measures up to this who has such cosmic ties.
Listen to that. Cosmic ties? I didn't thought Bill Clinton's ties were pretty conservative, if you ask me. Gail Sheehy joins us now. She's the author of Hillary's Choice, a 1999 biography of Hillary Clinton. She, of course, is a contributing editor to Vanity Fair and is here in our studio, right here in New York. Thanks so much for joining us, Gail.
Hi, John.
This is a fascinating moment, I mean, to explore both the character of Hillary Clinton and also the cosmic ties, as Richard Lugar said on ABC over the weekend, that Bill Clinton has developed with world leaders all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think we're going to learn?
Well, we're going to learn more about the ties between Bill and Hillary Clinton, which we're always fascinated by. I think she'll be raked over the coals a bit, but I imagine those coals will be pretty lukewarm. And don't forget, this is a woman who faced down a grand jury for 8 hours in testimony during the Star Witch Hunt. She knows how to do this.
So what are the sort of hot buttons in terms of Bill Clinton's relationships with people like the president of Ukraine, places in Eastern Europe, his dealings with the Saudis?
Oh, the Saudis, they gave 10 to 25 million along with the – but the Saudis, they sent us 18 or 19 out of 19 hijackers on 9/11, but they always get redacted. You know, their story is always cut out of the Joint Committee report from Congress on the 9/11 report. President number one, Bush president, has taken money for his library from the Saudis.
So everybody's dirty on the Saudi side.
Yeah, I think she gets off on the everybody's dirty on the Saudi side.
Right, it'll end up in a Michael Moore movie, but probably not going to come up at the hearings. Right. What about Eastern Europe?
Well, I think, to me, the worst part is the Indian politician who lobbied Senator Clinton only this year on a nuclear cooperation deal between India and the U.S. and got what he wanted, walked away. And that is the closest connection between Senator Clinton and former President Bill Clinton. But
doesn't Senator Kerry have to be a little careful? I mean, the Democrats are in the majority right now. And if the result is inevitable, what do they risk if they push too hard?
It's a very diplomatic situation. I think that Senator Kerry will be very respectful. He's even said in the Times today, "I like her," and he didn't even say she's likable enough.
Mm-hmm.
But they didn't. They weren't exactly chums in the Senate, and she did. She was quite hostile to his amendment on withdrawal of our troops at a fixed date from Iraq, and said the president needed flexibility to deal with Iraq. So they were really at war during that period.
We should remind people: John Kerry, of course, is the chairman of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, where the confirmation hearings will begin. Mm-hmm. So, what does this say about the Clinton relationship? Something you've written on so much. I mean, are the senators going to demand some kind of bizarre firewall between Bill and Hillary if she's going to be Secretary of State and he continues with his philanthropic and sort of global initiatives?
They can demand it, but you can't do that. I mean, you know, they sleep in the same bed.
Oh, you think so?
Well, they may, but they are on the phone four
Let's
or five
times. Make some news here.
Yeah,
okay.
They are on the phone four or five times a day. Always have been, even through the worst of it. And I particularly love the line in the New York Times, extraordinary editorial on this, where they wrote, "There is no perfect solution for Mrs. Clinton's particular spousal dilemma."
Hmm.
And I thought, well, that's about the perfect epigram for Hillary Clinton's entire adult life.
Right, exactly.
But do you think the Obama transition team covered that in the negotiations they had with Bill Clinton prior to nominating Senator Hillary Clinton?
Well, I think they did it, but I would have loved to have heard the negotiations between Hillary and Bill Clinton. Imagine getting him to agree to a 9-point deal where her people in state get to question him on the money he might be wanting to take from some sultan.
Well, I got my wife subpoenaing me now. It's the worst thing ever.
Right.
Why'd I get into this thing? Then how's this going to end up? Best guess. Is this going to be a situation where the team of rivals plays more like the Lincoln scenario, or will Hillary Clinton conceivably end up more like Al Haig, a kind of rogue in the Obama administration, doing her own thing?
I don't think she would be allowed to. If she makes an enemy of General Jones or, of any of the other national security people, where there is always friction between the secretaries of state, she would be isolated. But she's not going to do that. She didn't do it in the Senate.
Right.
She surprised everyone by reaching across the aisle to her husband's own antagonists and making common cause with them on many amendments.
And hasn't she done that with members of the Foreign Relations Committee? I believe I read that she's actually reached out to all of them.
Yes, she has. She has. And she knows the generals. She had so many generals behind her in her presidential run saying she would make a marvelous president.
Right.
So she's very, very good at being diplomatic. And she has written, I think, very well about what she thinks her greatest accomplishment will be. And I think it's the role that Obama has chosen her to play, that she can reintroduce America to the world and use soft power to inspire and attract as much as to coerce.
With some clout behind it, in the way that Madeleine Albright never really had the clout, even though she was good with the soft power and was eloquent enough. I mean, Adora has mentioned this a couple of times around the office, that in theory, if we look at this the other way, this could actually be the, you get two for one. The deal that was so sort of joked about during the Clinton presidency, actually in this configuration with Hillary as Secretary of State and Bill Clinton behind the scenes, maybe there's actually a multiplier of power there if it's done right.
Absolutely. This was the first sales point in Bill Clinton's first presidential run. Two for the price of one, and we're really getting it now. And the price will be held down because Hillary Clinton's own people will be scouring the deals that he's making.
So is this a pre-presidency for Hillary Clinton? What do you think?
I think it's the best platform for her next presidential run, and I imagine she'll make it.
You think so?
I think she
will. Doesn't it depend on now what happens? There's so many variables, and given the dynamics, the geodynamics, the domestic dynamics, who knows what's going to happen?
Well, of course, she's going to have her hands full. I mean, you know, she wrote about how she wanted to really work on a two-state solution for Palestinians and Israelis. Well, it's blown up now to proportions that become more gargantuan every day. So how that all sorts out will very much color her role.
Do you think in the aftermath of this financial catastrophe, which is such a priority in the Obama administration, I mean, he's going to be really preoccupied and evaluated on the basis of bringing the economy around. Does she get off, in a sense, scot-free in her own sort of geopolitical world?
She'll have less oversight from him, I'm sure. But, you know, I think what we have to watch is if she starts traveling right away, that'll be a bad sign because it will mean he's putting her on the road. He doesn't want her around while he forms his basic structure of leadership.
Oh, that's interesting.
Finally, do you expect the Republicans to generate any headlines in these hearings at all? I mean, Richard Lugar sort of suggests that he's skeptical that there can actually be an ethical framework for Bill and Hillary to work together. But I wonder if he's going to stick with that in the actual hearings.
I think that he will be, as always, precise and deep, but careful and diplomatic. Because she is, it's just no point in marking up the Secretary of State before we send her out on the road. And I think he's very deeply concerned about our foreign policy role in the world and will want to have her go out with full backing.
Well, that's, of course, Richard Lugar. I mean, there are others in the Senate who maybe aren't quite so restrained.
You get
Clinton in front of you, and you just never know what's going to happen.
Right. No, I think a couple of them, at least one of them, is a showboater. And it's not a name that we know, so we'll probably want to make news by, hitting her pretty hard.
Any chance Bill Clinton himself is likely to be deliberately tainted by this as a way of inoculating Hillary later on?
That's a good point. I think he may get, more flack than he has in the past, certainly for his post-presidency. But I think he's ready to take it. I think he really feels guilty and furious that his activities denied her, to a large degree, the presidential nomination.
Well, Guilty and Furious is certainly a prescription for some entertaining sound bites from Bill Clinton over the next several months. Gail Sheehy, thanks so much for joining us. These hearings are definitely something to watch. She's the author of Hillary's Choice, 1999 biography of Hillary Clinton, and contributing editor to Vanity Fair. Watching the confirmation hearings in the Foreign Relations Committee of the Senate today for Hillary Clinton as Secretary of State. Thanks, Gail.
Thanks, John.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.